What sort of reaction have you been getting from people seeing both these exhibitions?
Broadly, well, we're positive. It's they were difficult exhibitions to curate because of the subject matter, and I think they're quite difficult exhibitions to view. And it was quite difficult to decide how to go about it, what to include and what not to include. And I think looking at this creative output is a healthy way of commemorating the disaster.
There's a coal installation as well. Tell us about that, because I've seen the pictures of this.
Yes, well, whilst I was researching the disaster, I was struck by two things, really. One of them was the number, this 144, which was the number of people who lost their lives. And this would appear over and over again, usually side by side with a list of the names of victims. And I'd seen this number so many times in articles and books, it nearly lost meaning to me. And I wanted to be able to represent the number of victims visually, not just through a number on a wall. So this then, along with this theme of creative response, which runs through the exhibition, made me want to create something new. So after discussing the idea and the logistics with the rest of the exhibition's team, we decided to create an art installation of 144 pieces of coal. So each one representing every one of the victims. And when you visit the exhibition, you'll notice that the pieces of coal are of various sizes. And we did this to give an impression of the range of ages of the people who did lose their lives. We've got from 3 months to over 80 years old.
Mm. It's important, isn't it, that an institution like the National Library commemorates the 50th anniversary?
Absolutely. You know, the disaster was an event which shocked not only Wales, but the entire world. And it greatly affected the national psyche. And I think as a national institution, we've got a responsibility to commemorate such an event and also to pay tribute to the strength and the bravery of the community.
Mm. Chuck Rappaport, Will, is still alive, isn't he, in the United States?
Yes, he's still alive. He has a very good website. He blogs on it quite regularly. But one thing I would like to say is that I think both these exhibitions need to remind people of what happened, and if they can do something to make sure that something like this never happens again anywhere else in the world, then it's been worth it.
Segment 1. What sort of reaction have you been getting from people seeing both these exhibitions?
Broadly, well, we're positive. It's they were difficult exhibitions to curate because of the subject matter, and I think they're quite difficult exhibitions to view. And it was quite difficult to decide how to go about it, what to include and what not to include. And I think looking at this creative output is a healthy way of commemorating the disaster.
Segment 2. There's a coal installation as well. Tell us about that, because I've seen the pictures of this.
Yes, well, whilst I was researching the disaster, I was struck by two things, really. One of them was the number, this 144, which was the number of people who lost their lives. And this would appear over and over again, usually side by side with a list of the names of victims. And I'd seen this number so many times in articles and books, it nearly lost meaning to me. And I wanted to be able to represent the number of victims visually, not just through a number on a wall. So this then, along with this theme of creative response, which runs through the exhibition, made me want to create something new.
Segment 3.
So after discussing the idea and the logistics with the rest of the exhibition's team, we decided to create an art installation of 144 pieces of coal, so each one representing every one of the victims. And when you visit the exhibition, you'll notice that the pieces of coal are of various sizes. And we did this to give an impression of the range of ages of the people who did lose their lives. We've got from 3 months to over 80 years old.
Mm. It's important, isn't it, that an institution like the National Library commemorates the 50th anniversary?
Segment 4. Absolutely. You know, the disaster wasn't was an event which shocked not only Wales but the entire world, and it greatly affected the national psyche. And I think as a national institution, we've got a responsibility to commemorate such an event and also to pay tribute to the strength and the bravery of the community.
Mm. Chuck Rappaport, Will, is still alive, isn't he, in the United States?
Yes, he's still alive. He has a very good website. He blogs on it quite regularly. But the one thing I would like to say is that I think both these exhibitions need to remind people of what happened. And if they can do something to make sure that something like this never happens again anywhere else in the world, then it's been worth it.